Place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s, with winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and high temperatures in the upper 40s, with southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, and temperatures dipping back into the low 30s, with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, we'll see sunny skies and high temperatures near 60, with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mainly clear, with temperatures dipping back into the low 30s. Monday, plenty of sun and high temperatures in the upper 60s with light southwest winds. Monday night, partly cloudy, and temperatures near 40, with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, sunny. A few isolated showers possible, but most of the area stays dry, with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday, cloudy, with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the Weatherology Weather Center.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
All right, let's do it. We're back to it. It's high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is a special night here in Seneca as the Nemaha Central Thunder play host to the Silver Lake Eagles. Not only are we queued up on KNZA 103.9 FM, we got live video coverage as well on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Wade Gerstner and crew on that side of it. I'm Brandon Chapman, Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNZA here tonight. Again, a dandy of a couple of matchups in the Big East tonight. Silver Lake, pretty simple. Both girls and boys teams sit atop the Big East League standings. On the girls' side, coming up here in about 10 minutes, Nemaha Central trying to keep pace. These are two of the top four teams in the Big East coming into tonight. Silver Lake, number one ranked as well in the 3A classification. But a win tonight for Nemaha Central would really shake some things up atop the Big East as we move forward in the final couple weeks of the regular season. On the boys' side, Silver Lake, again, undefeated in the league. They are 7-0, number 7 ranked in the 3A class, trying to stay as the lone unbeaten team as they control their own destiny for a league championship here in 2026. Now the boys' side, Nemaha Central, 31st-year head coach John Thomas, trying to get them back in the right direction, once sitting at 7-5 on the season. Since then, they have lost 5 straight, 3 of which to ranked opponents, and now putting themselves in the lower half of the Big East at 3-4 with the Thunder boys at 7-10 overall. We're excited to bring you both games here tonight on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel. We'll have more pregame coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, just a fantastic night of Big East League basketball coming up with the girls' game about 5-6 minutes from getting going. Silver Lake on the road at Nemaha Central. Glad to be a part of your Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. We got Wade Gerstner and crew, Silver Lake Channel. Go to MSCSports.net, listen live tab. You can find the Silver Lake Channel there if you want to watch our video stream tonight here with Nemaha Central again taking on Silver Lake. And two dandy matchups here tonight. Of course, we start things off with the girls' side of it. Silver Lake here on the road, number one ranked team in the 3A classification once again this week. They have suffered their first loss not too long ago, but they do have back-to-back wins in league play since. That one loss to Rock Creek, who's currently a top 10 team in the 4A class, but big wins at Sabetha last Friday and most recently against Riley County on Tuesday. So Silver Lake getting right back into the swing of things as the number one ranked team in the
is
state.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck?
You want crew alongside here with
is
the
getting
Silver
propane
Lake
a
channel.
Pain in the neck?
Big moving night here for the girls' side in the standings. The top four teams in this league coming into tonight, Wade, are all playing each other. Of course, Silver Lake undefeated 7-0, 6-1 Nemaha Central. So a big night for the Thunder. And then you also got Hiawatha sitting there at 6-0. They are on the road at 6-2 Riley County. A lot of different scenarios can play out tonight, but ultimately Silver Lake controlling their own destiny for another Big East League championship.
Well, it's pretty impressive. You have two of the top three teams in the state in Class 3A girls from the Big East League, and that is Silver Lake at number one, and what a year Hiawatha's having, both on the girls' and boys' side at number three, and Silver Lake Hiawatha will battle in Hiawatha Roundhouse coming up on a Thursday, February the 19th. But you're right, if Nemaha Central wants a chance at a league title, they're going to have to win tonight at home against the Eagles.
It's going to be a lot of fun as we talk about Silver Lake and really all four coaches. I kind of want to point there, all four coaches for these teams tonight, so much experience experience, tradition, success, Silver Lake girls. You know, Kyle Porter, he's got like the least amount of experience in terms of head coaching at this level, but boy, has he racked up multiple state championships. His record at Silver Lake, 125-19. Haddon Hilchin on the other side for Nemaha Central, no slouch. His 16th season, 286-81 is his all-time record. And then, of course, when we get to the boys' game tonight, Shannon Kruger, limited action, but so much, you know, success going back to his playing days. And then John Thomas, Nemaha Central boys coach, 31 years at the helm, over 530 wins. So in terms of a coaching perspective, not as good in the state that we got here tonight.
No question. And Kyle Porter, who has the best hair in the league, we were talking about that earlier, is not hair out of place. We got to find out that gel product that he has. But you're right. Both coaches have been so successful. And, you know, I think about Nemaha Central and then Nemaha Valley prior to that. And, of course, when they consolidated with Baylorville B&B, there's just a tradition with both of these basketball programs, really all four. You talk about the boys later. John Thomas has done a heck of a job. And every time you play a Nemaha Central team led by John Thomas, he's going to have a good scouting for it. He's going to be ready for you. And, of course, you mentioned Coach Kruger, and you talk about Silver Lake, the success they've had the last few years and getting third last year at the state tournament. So this should be a good night of basketball in the Big East League.
Yeah, we're going to shake some things up in the Big East League standings here tonight. Pair of games coming your way on both KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We'll take another two-minute timeout. We'll get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of the girls' game between Silver Lake and Nemaha Central. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big time matchups in the Big East here tonight. Girls game about to get things going inside the Thunderdome at Nemaha Central High School. Let's get you the girls starting lineups here. We start with the road team as usual. That is number one ranked in 3A. The Silver Lake Eagles under head coach Kyle Porter, undefeated in league play, a record of 15-1 overall. Hard to argue Silver Lake not having the best backcourt in the Big East League, starting with Kaylin Haney, the 5'7 senior point guard. 17 points, 7 rebounds, accolades aplenty, the all-time career assist leader in Silver Lake history. And then joining her in that backcourt is the sophomore at 5'6, Kara Snyder, just south of 17 points and 6 rebounds per contest. Jaylee Whitehead, also a junior guard at 4.6 points per game. Got a forward at 5'10", a senior, Paige Hyman. Savannah Windy as well. She is a 5'5 junior guard at just north of 10 points a game. So again, for Coach Kyle Porter in the number one ranked Silver Lake girls, it is Haney, Whitehead, Hyman, Dider, and Windy. Haddon Hilchin leads Nemaha Central, a record of 11-6. They are 6-1 in league play, and they go like this here tonight, coming off a loss to Hiawatha on Tuesday. Jade Mackey, 5'7 senior. Just south of 2 points, 2 rebounds a game. Kennedy McKee, 5'7 sophomore at 9 points per game. Emma Hermans, the 5'9 junior, leading scorer at 13 a contest. Caroline Nordis, leading rebounder, 6 points, 5 boards a game. And then Bailey Snyder, the 5'9 sophomore, 6 points, 2 boards a game. Mackey, McKee, Hermish, Snyder, and Nordis rounding it out for the home team, Nemaha Central Thunder. Our opening tip-off tonight brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So here we go from left to right. It is Silver Lake, number one team in the state, the opening possession of tonight's game. Work it around the perimeter. They find it in the corner. Back to Haney, top of the circle. Now it finds its way into the corner. Driving in, back up top, right side of the floor to Kara Snyder. 10 seconds on the shot clock here for Silver Lake, working on their opening possession here tonight. High left it goes. Here's Wendy looking up 4 seconds to get it into Haney's hand. She has to launch from deep. It is well short. Not sure if it touched the rim. And I think that's going to be a shot clock violation. So a good job for Nemaha Central on their opening possession defensively, forcing Silver Lake into an early turnover.
A fantastic defense on the first possession. And Silver Lake, if the lane is jammed, they're going to have to hit 3-point shots.
Here's Nemaha Central from right to left. Again, a record of 11-6 overall, 6-1 in the league. Silver Lake trying to stay atop the league at the undefeated mark. And Nemaha Central going to lose it on the perimeter and turn it over and match Silver Lake's first possession. But right back up the floor with the left-handed layup is Savannah Wendy to get the Eagles on the board. 2-0, just over a minute into the game.
Silver Lake will absolutely kill you in transition. If Nemaha Central, any opponent against Silver Lake, you have to give them in a half-court game.
These are two elite defensive teams in the Big East, both giving up just 36 points per game this season. Here is Emma Hermers with the basketball between the rings out high. 17 on the shot clock. Puts a head down. Gets underneath the basket. A whistle and a travel call against Hermish on the drive in. So two possessions, two turnovers for Nemaha Central. Silver Lake a 2-0 lead about 90 seconds in. Kaylin Haney, first team all-league, multiple all-league, all-state honors in her career. Fort Hays State commit as well. Just fantastic. 4-year run here for Haney, still more to go. So Silver Lake trying to add to a 2-0 lead. 20 seconds on the shot clock. They work it around the perimeter. Thunder playing a 2-3 zone, setting up for a deep three, nearly banked in. Missed by Whitehead, and the rebound cleared away for Nemaha Central and Caroline Nordis.
Well, a lot of teams have been playing zone against Silver Lake lately, and it's been successful to an extent.
Now driving, Jade Mackey, another loss in the lane and another turnover. Make it 3-for-3 in that category for Nemaha Central. Here's Savannah Wendy. They reverse it left side to the sophomore Dider. Right back to Wendy in the right corner. The lefty three. It's high off the back rim. And once again, another rebound pulled in by Caroline Nordis. Couple good looks. Last couple possessions for Silver Lake, but still a 2-0 lead at 5:45 to go here in the first.
Wendy's made 36 threes on the year, but her shooting percentage has gone down the last couple weeks, and they need her to get going if you're an Eagle fan.
Hermish again driving in on Haney, puts up a tough shot, hit the rim twice, short, fell off. Haney the rebound, and here comes Silver Lake pushing the tempo a touch. Left block, a lot of contact, no call, and a fight for it underneath on the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow. It's going to give it back to Nemaha Central. Haddon Hilchin's going to take a timeout, though, after that exchange. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as our timeouts on KNZA are always presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, just getting going here. Brandon Tadman, we got Megan Sturton in studio on KNZA, Waiting Company. Very happy to be tuned up with them on the Silver Lake Channel for two great games tonight in the Big East. Kind of a slow start here, 5:26 to go, 2-0 Eagles.
Big thanks to our title sponsor, Silver Lake Channel, Schwartz Investment Partners. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. And you're talking about the zone defense. Nemaha Central's been playing a lot of man this year, but they've looked at the film, and Silver Lake had to deal with zone throughout the night against Sabetha. It had to deal with it against Riley County. That kept the Falcons in it. It also prevents Silver Lake, unless you're going to turn it over, live ball turnovers. It slows down their transition offense.
So a bucket by Savannah Wendy, the lone two for Silver Lake, number one in the state in the 3A class. Nemaha Central out of the timeout, and they turn it over again. That is four possessions and four turnovers for Nemaha Central. So Silver Lake's defense out to a roaring start.
Eagles went 1-3-1 zone, extended trap. They've been doing that the last few weeks. It's been a changeup, giving teams lots of problems.
Little hesitation into the lane, working it back on the perimeter. Wendy has the touch, couple dribbles left. Now Dider on a curl, tried to sidestep two defenders. Ball was knocked in the air. Hyman a touch, short corner right. Dider got open on the backside, but missed the shot up close, but saving it and turning it over as it's a steal on the perimeter by Kennedy McKee. It was a good try by Hyman, just couldn't get it to her own team.
That was a terrific pass by Hyman to Dider, who's going to make that 9 out of 10 times, but missed it on that occasion.
We get a whistle and a foul here on the perimeter going against Silver Lake. It's our first foul of the game, and that one against Jaylee Whitehead. Talking about the elite defenses here, both these teams giving up just 36 points per game. Nemaha Central team just 1-3, though, over their last four games. Prior to that stretch, they were on an eight-game winning streak going into the Thunder Classic a couple weeks ago. So somewhat trying to get back on track as well, but yet still just one game back in the loss column atop the Big East with the Eagles sitting there. Setting it up, Kennedy McKee got a look straight away, couldn't get it to go, but right there underneath for a rebound was Jaden Mackey. She forgot to put the ball on the dribble, and she's going to be called for a travel, which is now five early turnovers here on Nemaha Central. We'll see Meg Honeyman check in for the first time here for the Thunder. 5'6 sophomore. So still 2-0, thanks to a bucket by Savannah Wendy for the Silver Lake Eagles in the road maroon uniforms. Nemaha Central, the home whites. Getting that zone defense here for NC. Here is Kara Snyder, not afraid to fire it from deep, and she got the shooter's touch from straight away. And our first three of the game going to Kara Snyder, and it's a 5-0 spurt here to start for Silver Lake.
She is shooting 40% from downtown, just a sophomore, 31st three of the year.
She was so productive last season as a freshman, and she has made a huge jump to her sophomore year. Going inside, Nordis got a touch on the block, beautifully fed into her on that right block. Caroline Nordis stops that 5-0 run. 5-2 our score, Silver Lake back up the floor quickly, and they get it into Hyman on the block, and then it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Emma Hermish, and the Eagles will keep, still 28 seconds on the shot clock. We'll see Kylie Haney check in, first sub here for Kyle Porter and Silver Lake in this opening quarter. They get it right into Haney, that's Kaylin Haney on the right wing, now a touch up top, left side in the corner. Now Kara Snyder again, she just hit it from there, this one off the right rim. Hyman gets a hand on it, and chasing it down, diving to the bucket, scooping it up and in with the right hand. That was all Paige Hyman keeping that one afloat, and another bucket for Snyder. She's got five, and that's the lead for Silver Lake, is right back up the floor. The sophomore, Meg Honeyman, gets a deuce from the right block to make it 7-4 Eagles. Just north of 3 minutes to go here in this opening quarter, and Haney was driving in. Kaylin once again had it knocked away, but a foul called. Making that move towards the basket, it'll be Meg Honeyman to pick up the first Nemaha Central foul. Another sub in for the NC girls. It'll be Liza Leager, the 5'8 sophomore, getting her first opportunity here tonight. As once again, Kaylin Haney will throw it in, looking for Snyder in the corner, somehow saved it off to Hyman. Kaylin driving, shooting, missing it off the window, trying to fight for her own rebound. It's still on the deck. Ball still on the deck. We should get a whistle and a tie-up, and that is the case. And all that fighting underneath, ultimately, Silver Lake has the possession arrow. They get a fresh shot clock with 32 on it, and we'll try it again underneath their own basket. 2:51 to go first quarter. Silver Lake at Nemaha Central tonight. Lady Eagles out to a 7-4 lead. Kara Snyder, 5 of the 7. For Silver Lake. Here's Wendy teeing one up from the right wing, and that is a good looking stroke from downtown. And she's got five to match Kara Snyder, and it's a 10-4 lead here for Silver Lake. Here's Leager going to work, bumped on that drive, angling in from the left. Kaylin Haney's reaction said what she thought about that call, and she'll pick up her first foul. Jaylee Whitehead right back into the game, replacing Savannah Wendy for Silver Lake. 2.5 minute mark to go in this opening quarter. 10-4 is our score, and Nemaha Central down 6. Turn it over again on the perimeter. Caroline Nordis whistled for a travel. Right back in for Nemaha Central as well. It's going to be Kenzie Monier. So Haddon Hilchin going deep into the bench here early on in this game. 2.5 minutes to go. Silver Lake this possession back. Kaylin Haney into the front court. Right side to Whitehead, works it left side of the floor, through the hands of Kylie Haney, and out of bounds for a Silver Lake turnover. Just their second here in the early going, so Nemaha gets it back, down 6, 10-4, at 2:20 to go in this opening quarter. Silver Lake manning up here as Kennedy McKee works it into the front court, stops on the right wing, up top, wide open, Hermish a 3, it's off the heel, long rebound, taken in by Whitehead for Silver Lake. Pretty good look from downtown for Emma Hermish, just couldn't convert. Here's Snyder on the right wing. Now back left side, Kaylin Haney. Up top, Whitehead puts it on the dribble. Right back to Dider in the corner. Another good look. This one not there. Hyman up strong for the rebound. She might have been partially blocked underneath. And another rebound by Haney. This time right back to Paige Hyman, who got one up and in for two. So a couple of rebounds and opportunities there. And a great assist by Kaylin Haney. Makes it 12-4 in favor of the Eagles. Emaha Central trying to chip away down eight. Here's a tough floater. Missed by Liza Leager, but the Eagles can't secure the rebound. And Fortunate Thunder will keep the possession at 93 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Two more subs in, one each way. You got Jade Mackey back in, replacing Kennedy McKee. Savannah Wendy back in. A rare breather here. The senior point guard for Silver Lake, Kaylin Haney. Right now it's a 12-4 lead for the number one team in the class of 3A. Here's Hermish, left elbow, getting it on the entry pass. Tough shot over traffic, and she got it to go for two. Emma Hermish, beg your pardon, the leading scorer on the board for NC. It's now 12-6, as we got 120 and counting here in this opening quarter. Dider had a pretty good look from the right corner, turned down an open three. Instead, Whitehead has it up top. Still a zone defense here for Nemaha Central. Silver Lake scoring north of 60 a game this season. Nearly down on a three. Wendy, another offensive rebound. It's Paige Hyman up and in for two more. Her second basket. She's got 4 points. Makes it 14-6. Silver Lake under a minute to go in this opening quarter. As Meg Honeyman will fire a three from the right corner. That one no good. A long rebound for Kylie Haney. And she'll stop it on the right wing. Resetting up top here is Silver Lake. Here's Whitehead left side on the wing. 41 seconds, about 16-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Good start here for Silver Lake, and on the perimeter, double dribble is going to be called against Jaylee Whitehead to get Silver Lake their third turnover of tonight's game, with Kaylin Haney right back on the floor replacing Kylie. So we got 35 seconds, 35.1 to be exact, so there is still the shot clock on. Less than a second difference. So ultimately, Nemaha Central can play for the final shot here, down eight. Here's a baseline drive. Leager threw some contact, and she got one up and in for two. Another good sophomore for the Thunder. Liza Leager makes it 14-8 Eagles, and now 15 seconds and counting, could play for the final shot here for Silver Lake. Here's Haney with the basketball. Right side it goes to Whitehead. 9 seconds to go. They get it back to Wendy on the left wing. It's Kaylin Haney in the corner. Dider again straight away. This one not there on a three. Rebound Nemaha Central, and a whistle and a foul with 1 second to go on the clock. And that one going against Kaylin Haney, and picks up her second foul with less than a second to go here in the first quarter. Nemaha Central will throw it in, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Here tonight, number one in 3A, the Silver Lake girls, a record of 15-1, trying to stay unbeaten in league play. They lead here at Nemaha Central after the first 8 minutes. Our score is 14-8. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, back to it. Second quarter action here on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel. Eagles and Thunder in Seneca tonight. And the Thunder, a quick opening possession as they turn it over for a seventh time here in the first half. Here's Kaylin Haney knifing through, flips it up, couldn't get it to go with a little English on it. And on the rebound attempt, a foul is going to be called. And they get Nemaha Central underneath. That is Caroline Nordis with her first and team foul number one here in the second quarter. Kaylin Haney will throw it in for Silver Lake. Go down as one of the most decorated players in Silver Lake history. Gets it into the backcourt here, right back to Haney in the corner. Now Wendy, a touch inside to Dider, touching it right back to Kaylin Haney in the corner for three, nothing but nylon. Kaylin Haney finally on the board. That's her first field goal tonight, 17-8. 9-point advantage now for Silver Lake, their largest here in the first half. Diving in, Jade Mackey gets it back up top to Hermish, looking for Nordis down low. Had it knocked away, and another turnover forced by this big-time Silver Lake defense. Here's Wendy again. Haney will try. Kaylin from downtown couldn't get it to go. It's off the rim twice, and a rebound for Caroline Nordis. And up the floor, Nemaha Central, they got it to Leaguer, and then it's knocked away, and a steal for Karis Dider, able to hand it off to Kaylin Haney, who's trying to get around a double team. 9 turnovers here in the first half. Hyman inside, a move to her right, shot no, but a foul. Free throws coming for Paige Hyman. She's been working hard here in this first half down low. And Jade Mackey picked up the foul, her first team foul, number 2. And Paige Hyman will get the first free throw attempts for Silver Lake in this one tonight. And her first one up and pure. And she's got 5 here in the first half. Just her 15th free throw attempt of the season. And the largest lead extending here for Silver Lake at 10. 18-8 our score. Second one on the way. That one short. Rebound Nemaha Central. So Hyman goes 1-for-2 at the stripe. And it stays 18-8 in favor of Silver Lake. Turnovers, a massive issue here for Nemaha Central in this first half. Trying to go over the top. Down low, knocked away. Nordis had it for a second, taken away. That's a steal for Kaylin Haney, and another turnover for Nemaha Central. Haney casual, left side to Wendy, driving in from the baseline. Beautiful backside pass, and off the window for 2. Jaylee Whitehead, and a timeout call for Nemaha Central. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:21 to go, first half. Silver Lake blowing it open. They lead it by 12. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobShortsFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of that Nemaha Central timeout, they work it into the front court early portions of the second quarter. Silver Lake extending their lead to 12 right before that timeout. Underneath, a lot of contact, but muscling one up and in was Emma Hermish. A much-needed basket there for Nemaha Central, now down 20-10, 2 minutes into this second quarter. Kaylin Haney with the basketball, does have 2 fouls. Diving in from the right wing, little floater with the right hand up close, and soft touch for Haney, who now has 5. 22-10, Silver Lake, 5:50 to go until the half. Man-to-man defense here for the Eagles, working on the perimeter with the dribble. Kennedy McKee dumps it into the right corner with Honeyman. She'll drive baseline, picks it up on the right block, tried to go left corner, tough pass. Karis Dider with the steal, another turnover for Nemaha Central. A dozen, the advantage. Going to work is Haney. Hyman, short corner jump shot, left it a little bit short, fighting for the rebound, and Nemaha Central coming away with it with Meg Honeyman. 5:23 to go, second quarter, a 12-point Silver Lake lead. Huge game tonight in the Big East. Eagles undefeated, Nemaha Central sitting again back in the loss column. They get a right elbow touch, it's Honeyman turning and facing left side on the wing. McKee fires, that three is no good, and a rebound for Silver Lake underneath. Grabbed by Wendy, and then she is bumped and fouled. That one going against Bailey Snyder, her first, and team foul number 3. Another quick sub right back in for NC. Jade Mackey coming in, taking the spot of Emma Hermish, so a little bit smaller of a lineup here for the Thunder on this go-around. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, second quarter action. Number 1 ranked Silver Lake leading here at the Thunderdome 22-10. Here's Kaylin Haney around a screen. Gets it right side. Good movement of the basketball. Now Wendy up top. It's Whitehead. Puts it on the dribble. Now Dider on a curl. Gets it into the corner with the three-man weave action. Dider from the left corner. Baseline drive. Gets to the rack. Soft touch off the window for two. Karis Dider, 7 here in the first half. And the lead is 14 at 24-10. Right back up the floor. Tough shot. Missed by McKee. And here comes Kaylin Haney pushing the tempo here as they go 3-on-2. Nice little move underneath. And that one put up and in by Whitehead. And another timeout going to be called by Nemaha Central. Silver Lake running in transition, extending their lead to 16. 26-10 is our score. 4:24 to go until the half. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton with you here on 103.9 KNZA, Wade Gerstner and crew, Silver Lake Channel, Silver Lake at Nemaha Central tonight. One of our many featured games across our great networks coming down the home stretch here. Final couple weeks of the regular season in high school basketball. Girls game, 4:24 to go until the halftime break. And number one ranked in 3A, Silver Lake pouring it on. They lead it by 16 over the Thunder. It is 26-10 as Haddon Hilchin has had to burn multiple timeouts here in quarter number two. Thunder out of that timeout, work it into the front court from right to left. Left side on the wing. This is Bailey Snyder with the basketball. In between the rings out high. Now right side it goes to Kennedy McKee. One dribble left, back up top. Still 20 on the shot clock here for the Thunder. About the halfway point here of this second quarter. Getting all the way to the rack is McKee. Had a tough shot angling to her right. Now a fight for the rebound underneath. And it was ripped up. And Coach Kyle Porter was trying to call a timeout here, I believe, for Silver Lake. And they will award Silver Lake that timeout as bodies were on the floor scrambling for it. And we'll keep it right here. It is a 30, I believe, and that is the case. Once again, our timeouts here on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So again, 14-8 was the Silver Lake advantage after the first 8 minutes of play. They have extended on that in a big way. Leading defense into offense, unofficially 11 turnovers for Nemaha Central here in the first half. 6 in the first quarter, already 5 racked up in that category here in quarter number 2. And specifically here in this second quarter, those turnovers for Nemaha Central leading to transition opportunities for the number one ranked team in 3A. So we come out of that Silver Lake timeout with Silver Lake having the possession. Karis Dider, Kaylin Haney on the floor, Savannah Wendy as well, Jaylee Whitehead also back in, is Claire Erb, a 5'10 freshman. So Silver Lake setting up the offense here. Thunder switching it up. They're now man-to-man on this possession, and it forces a turnover. Just a fourth on Silver Lake, and then nobody called Wolf. Karis Dider chasing it down, knocking it away from Meg Honeyman as she was working hard up the floor right to left, and it stays Nemaha Central ball underneath their own basket. 3:43 to go in the half. 26-10, the Silver Lake lead. Emma Hermish is back into the game on that scenario change. Kylie Haney also checking back in there for Silver Lake. The Thunder down 16, trying to find some momentum on offense. Get it into Hermish, little pull-up shot, hits the rim twice and falls through. Emma Hermish has half the points for Nemaha Central, 6 of the 12. And the Silver Lake lead 14, 26-12 at 3.5 minutes to go here until the halftime break. Here is Haney with the basketball, gets to the free throw line, darts a pass into the right corner for 3. That one not there for Wendy. Nice box out and rebound there for Caroline Nordis. Nemaha Central trying to beat everybody up the floor. Good passing. And at the end of it was Emma Hermish with another basket here in this quarter. 26-14, a 4-0 spurt here for the Thunder. Here's Kaylin Haney spinning in. Wendy again, not afraid to try. And this time, shoot or shoot, Savannah Wendy, her second triple. She has got 8 points here in the first half. And the lead back to 15 at 29-14, just south of 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. right back in the lane. A tough shot by McKee, rattled out, saved underneath by Haney. And here comes Silver Lake back up the floor, leading by 15. Far side, Haney with the basketball. Still going man-to-man here is Nemaha Central. Dumps it down to Dider. Little two-man game. A little bit of a line drive there. Couldn't get it to go. And rebound for Caroline Nordis. And then reaching in, a foul against Silver Lake. This one against Callie Haney. That is her first. And right back into the game, Paige Hyman taking the spot of Claire Erb. And then also back in, Jaylee Whitehead here for Silver Lake, taking the spot of Karis Dider. So we're down to 2:33 to go in this first half. The Silver Lake lead at 15, 29-14. Again, last year, Silver Lake won this matchup 44-39. Nemaha Central with the basketball. Under 2.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. Oh, pickpocket, another steal for Haney. Going against numbers, 1-on-3, doesn't matter. Gets it up and in, count it, and one. All seven for Kaylin Haney here in quarter number two, and a chance for one more. They get the foul on Meg Honeyman. That is her second, team foul number four. So Haney, her first free throw attempt to this game, 85% on the season, elite from the line. She buries it with ease and now has eight here in the second quarter. 32-14, largest lead for Silver Lake after that old-fashioned three-point play by Haney. And now losing it at midcourt thanks to great defense by Whitehead. Forced out of bounds on McKee and another Nemaha Central turnover. That is the seventh turnover here in the second quarter and 13th in the first half. Silver Lake making Nemaha Central pay for those TOs. Here's Haney around the screen. Gets it up top. Now right side to Wendy. Little ball fake, dribbles to the free throw line. Now curling in, Whitehead got to the rack, and she puts it up and in for two. Great movement of the basketball by Silver Lake, and another bucket for Jaylee Whitehead. 34-14, Silver Lake pouring it on. It's up to 20, minute 42 to go in this first half. It's been a dominant second quarter, both sides of the ball, for number one ranked in 3A. Here's McKee up top with it, little hesitation here. Silver Lake switching some things up on defense. That pass deflected right corner to Hermish. Now working into the paint, fading away to her left. She got a tough shot up to go, and one for Emma Hermish. And she has got 10 of the Nemaha Central 16 points here in this first half, and she'll have a chance for one more. And that foul against Silver Lake, it was Kylie Haney picked up that foul, just the second on Silver Lake in the second quarter. So Emma Hermish really doing everything she can to keep Nemaha Central somewhat in this game to this point. She's got 10 of the 16. One more at the line, and she does not get in the free throw. To trim the deficit to 34-17 at 1:26 to go here in this first half. Jaylee Whitehead on the floor. Karis Dider, Paige Hyman, Kaylin Haney, also Kylie Haney as well, the five for Silver Lake. Here's Karis Dider, the sophomore, 16-plus points per game. Left side of the floor, Whitehead a three, missed everything. On the back side, it was Jade Mackey, the long rebound. She wants to push the tempo, looking for Leager in the corner. She has to save it and threw it right to Dider. Another turnover by Nemaha Central. Dider right down the middle, trying to go to Kaylin Haney, lost off her left leg and out of bounds for a rare Silver Lake turnover here in the first half. So exactly a minute to go, Nemaha Central getting it back, down 17. Let's see if the Thunder can win the final minute here. Impressive for second quarter, I should say, for Silver Lake. They've led by as many as 20, but it's 17 with 48 seconds and counting until the half. Here's Hermish, straight away, free throw line jumper, toilet bowl's out, no good. And fighting for it underneath, it'll stay with Nemaha Central as it went out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Dider. Good battle down there with Bailey Snyder and Caroline Nordis for Nemaha Central. So they get a fresh shot clock. It's at 34. 7 second difference right now between the shot clock and the game clock. Savannah Wendy checking back in for the Eagles and taking the spot of Kylie Haney. 34-17 Eagles. 41 seconds to go in the half. Nemaha Central gets it in with Mackey up top to Leager. Leager on the dribble twice. Left elbow. Now Snyder off balance in the lane to her right. That missed everything but backboard. And it's cleared away by Silver Lake's Savannah Wendy. Shot clock turned off for the Eagles, leading by 17, 24 seconds and counting. Kaylin Haney with it. Casual with the dribbles near midcourt. Thunder certainly sitting back, letting the Eagles play for the final shot here of this opening half. Down to 10 seconds. Haney still on the dribble. Now waits for the double screen. Goes right. Gets it to Whitehead. Now reversing it. Left side, Wendy. 4 seconds on the clock. Whitehead wide open. A right wing three at the buzzer. Hit the backboard. Fighting for the rebound and getting a shot up, but too late was Karis Dieter. And a dominant second quarter for the Silver Lake girls have ballooned their lead to 17 here at the halftime break at Nemaha Central. 34-17 in favor of Silver Lake. Our halftime show coming your way next. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Find in True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinetrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game at the half here in Seneca inside the Thunderdome. Nemaha Central High School, number one ranked in Class 3A. Silver Lake putting it on Nemaha Central. 6-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Thunder 20-9 in that second period. And number one ranked Silver Lake, a 34-17 halftime lead at Nemaha Central. Wade Gerstner and crew alongside Silver Lake Channel. Again, go to mscsports.net, listen live tab, find the Silver Lake Channel if you want to watch our broadcast here tonight. If you're out and about, cue us up, KNZA 103.9 FM. Again, our halftime show on KNZA brought to you by Highland Community College. Well, Wade, it took a little bit of time for Silver Lake to kind of get going in that first half. Nemaha Central somewhat keeping pace, but really the big stat for NC is the turnovers, with 14 leading to transition opportunities, particularly in that second quarter for Silver Lake.
Yeah, if you're going to knock off Silver Lake, you have to be able to handle pressure, and you are way better off having dead ball turnovers, because if it's a live ball turnover, Kaylin Haney such tremendous vision, the best point guard in the state, more than likely in 3A, if not the whole state. She's going to kill you. And the other thing, too, is Silva Lake, when Paige Hyman's on the bench, they have five guards running the floor, getting out in transition, filling the lanes, and then they're one of the quickest teams in the state. So if you don't get back, you turn it over, you don't get back, they're going to make you pay. So Nemaha Central has to cut down on turnovers here in the second half.
Nemaha Central came into tonight averaging 14 turnovers per game, and that's the number they sit on here in the first half. Cannot do that against a team the caliber that is Silver Lake. Let's go through some of the numbers in that first half. Silver Lake, they were balanced scoring. Kaylin Haney did have 2 fouls in that first half, but kept it clean in that second quarter. All 8 of her points in that second quarter of play. Jaylee Whitehead had 6, all in the second quarter as well. Paige Hyman fighting down low with 5 points and 4 first half rebounds. Karis Dider had 7 points as well. And Savannah Wendy had 2 threes and finished with 8 points in the first half. Unofficially for Silver Lake, 5 turnovers, 2 for 3 at the line. They had 12 team rebounds, and they knocked down 3 shots from the outside. Not as much for Nemaha Central. If it wasn't for Emma Hermisch, this game could be a lot more out of hand and much more than 17, because Emma Hermisch leads Nemaha Central with 11 of the Thunder's 17. And outside of that, 2 points apiece, Meg Honeyman, Liza Leager, and Caroline Nordis. We mentioned the 14 turnovers. Nemaha Central made their lone free throw attempt. They had 10 team rebounds. They knocked down no shots along the perimeter. We'll step aside, another timeout. More halftime coverage after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half here in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central trailing the number one ranked Silver Lake Eagles. Our score, 34-17.
Yes, and the Silver Lake Channel brought to you by our title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. The Soccer State Bank halftime statistics. Nemaha Central, no three-pointers made in that first half. Silver Lake 3, not a lot of foul attempts, as Brandon mentioned earlier. Silver Lake 2 of 3, Nemaha Central 1 of 1. But the big category, the turnovers. Nemaha Central's copped it up 14 times. Silver Lake just 5 turnovers in the first half. Stats brought to you by Soccer State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for over a century. Soccer State Bank can assist you in financing for land, crop, livestock, or equipment. Stay tuned here on the Silver Lake Channel for the Mammoth Play of the Game. Our Player of the Game, sponsored by I Got Cards in Silver Lake. assist in the game made possible by Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, and our skilled saws bringing the hardwood block of the game, all to come in our post game later tonight after the girls' game and also after the boys' game here on the Silver Lake Channel.
Well, excited to get things going for the second half here in Seneca tonight. We still got a boys' game coming up later on. Should be exciting as the Silver Lake girls trying to continue their run here as we get ready to start the third quarter again. Thanks to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor, here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Wade Gerstner and crew with the Silver Lake Channel. Megan Sturton on KNZA, our studio producer tonight. Brendan Tavman here in Seneca as well. Again, our score 34-17 in favor of Silver Lake as we are moments away from the start of the third quarter. For Nemaha Central, again, you got to cut down the turnovers. Got to eliminate the transition opportunities for Silver Lake. They really took advantage in that second quarter with a 20-9 frame, extending on that lead to 17, as it'll be Dider, Hyman, Whitehead, Wendy, and Kaylin Haney on the floor to start here for Silver Lake. We switch sides. They will get the opening possession from right to left. You got McKee, Hermish, Nordis, Snyder, and Mackey. The five on the floor for Nemaha Central. Thunder trailing by 17 at home. Here we go. Silver Lake opening possession of this third quarter. Whitehead over to Wendy, left side, the lefty for three, and she knocked it in and fell to the floor. No whistle, but a big-time shot by Savannah Wendy. She has got 11 and three threes and 37-17, tying the largest lead here for Silver Lake tonight. That could have easily been an and-one opportunity, but they'll take the three. And now Nemaha Central left to right, their opening possession. Good post pass, left block, too easy for Caroline Nordis, who has her second bucket. She's got four, and it's 37-19 Eagles at 7:18 to go third quarter. Thunder coming out man-to-man here defensively. They're holding off Whitehead on the perimeter. She has the ball. Now Dider in the right corner. No dribble. Kaylin Haney gets a touch in between the rings. Wants to go to work on McKee. Back to Dider. Now Whitehead up top. 12 seconds on the shot clock here for Silver Lake. They lead it by 18. Deep from the left side straight away. That one's off the heel, missed by Dider. And a rebound for Nemaha Central's Emma Hermish. Hermish, long pass into the left corner. Little jab fake by McKee. Picks it up left elbow. Reversing the basketball, Snyder. Now Mackey in the right corner. Looking for the skip pass. There it is to McKee, left side on the wing. 20 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. They're down 37-19. Now 90 seconds into this third quarter. Hermish on the perimeter. Had it poked away by Dider. Inside, Haney read that pass and took it away, make it 15 turnovers tonight for Nemaha Central. A little one-handed bounce pass by Haney, an elite 1-2 combo as Dider finishes up close, and she has got nine. Another assist for Haney, 39-19, it's back to 20.
Another transition bucket. Haney, 9 times out of 10, will make the right decision and serve it up on a platter for her teammates. They always know she'll find them.
So back-to-back possessions there for Nemaha Central. They found Caroline Nordis on the left block, and another bucket for her, as she's got 6 in the game, 39-21 Silver Lake, at just south of 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mentioned Haney with the assist, all-time leader in that category in Silver Lake history. Wendy left wing, back to Haney in the left corner. No dribbles used, now cutting his Whitehead, bump by Hermish, threw up a tough shot. It did not go, and a rebound for Hermish, as she played good defense there on Whitehead. Trying to find Nordis underneath, gathering right block, gets another one, and spins it in there off the window. Three consecutive baskets here in the third quarter for Caroline Nordis, and the lead trimmed to 16 at 39-23, south of 5:30 to go in this third period.
Under man-to-man, Silver Lake would prefer they see man.
Little up, little under, move off the screen. Haney missing it short, cleared away by Jade Mackey. Has a little bit of momentum, and right on cue when I say that, Nemaha Central throwing it away. Dider bouncing it backside to Whitehead. And then Mackey able to knock it away and out of bounds. But another Nemaha Central turnover when it felt like they had a little bit of something going there over the last 60 seconds.
Well, that's just a bad turnover because Kaylin Haney was way behind the play. They would have had numbers 5-on-4, but Kyra Snyder is always lurking, and she comes up with yet another steal. Average steal of the game.
Silver Lake with the basketball. They get it up top here after the inbounds pass underneath. Still a fresh 25 on the shot clock. Haney trying to size up the defender, diving in, kicking left. Wendy will try again, hits the rim, falls off. Hyman, another offensive rebound, gets to her right, forcing up a tough shot, and she's fouled. Doing the big-time work inside, another rebound for Paige Hyman. She is going to the line to shoot two.
How about this halftime score? Riley County 24, Hiawatha Girls 22. Huge game in the Big East League.
get a 30-second timeout before these pay chime and free throws. In the timeout on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. You mentioned that score with Riley County and Hiawatha. Just huge two games, top four teams on the girls' side in the Big East League standings hooking up tonight. Of course, Silver Lake right now leading at Nemaha 39-23. They're 7-0 entering tonight. Hiawatha right back there at 6-0. And then, of course, Riley County defending champs. They're two games back. If Hiawatha wins that game tonight, that'll put Riley County in a tough spot. You know, three games back as their Big East League schedule is coming down the stretch. Nemaha Central, of course, if they fall tonight, they'll be two games back in the loss column. But ultimately, Silver Lake, Hiawatha controlling their own destinies with those two meeting in about a week or two.
Yeah, if Hiawatha and Silver Lake win tonight, then it's a two-team race for the title because you only have two league games left for most of these teams, if not three. Boys' side is even more one-sided. It's already a two-man race. That's Hiawatha and Silver Lake.
So out of the timeout, Hyman at the line, doing the Lord's work inside, and she's now 2 for 3 at the stripe and has 6 points to make it 40-23. Lead back to 17, multiple 20-point leads throughout this third quarter, largest for Silver Lake on multiple occasions tonight. Hyman hadn't been all that successful at the line this season, came in tonight just 43%, but she's 3 for 4 in this contest, and the lead back to 18, 41-23, south of 4:45 to go. It's Hermish with a quick trigger, couldn't get one to go straight away, and that's going to be an offensive foul, or I should say a foul on the rebound attempt going against Caroline Nordis. That's going to be her second, and Silver Lake gets it back at 4:37 to go in the quarter.
Coach Porter has been talking about how his team needs to rebound a little bit better, especially on the offensive glass, blocking out, which they did there, which forced a foul on Nemaha Central.
What's crazy about Silver Lake and Hiawatha, the top two teams in the league right now, they are certainly more times than not a little undersized compared to others, because when you can make plays like that, Kaylin Haney to Karis Dider on an angle cut to get one in off the window, 11 for Dider, lead back to 20. So we're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number three. Right back up the floor, getting her own miss, and then swatted out of bounds by Hyman with a great rejection at the rim. After Bailey Snyder got her own offensive rebound after a miss up close. Liza Leager checking back in here with this dead ball. Also back in Meg Honeyman as well. Snyder and Mackey getting breathers here for Nemaha Central. They're down 20. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. Get it into Leager, right back into the right corner. Curling around the arc is McKee. Hands it off to Hermish on the right wing. Haney defending, stepping back, firing a three. This one hits hard off the heel. Good box out and rebound underneath by Savannah Wendy for Silver Lake. Halfway in, halfway to go here in this third quarter. Silver Lake by 20. Trying to win their third straight since their lone loss of the season against Rock Creek. Dider the touch, now Whitehead curling to the right elbow. Straight right pass to Haney, now back to Dider, gets in the lane, fading right, gets the soft touch off the heel. Dider on one here in the third quarter. She has got 13, and now the largest lead for Silver Lake is 22 at 45-23. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third.
She can score in bunches. She had 28 a career high at Sabetha, 23 against Paola, just a sophomore, only getting better.
Watching her last year as a freshman, those three games at the state tournament, you knew she was a special player, and we've seen it all year. During her sophomore campaign, Nemaha, they got 12 seconds on the shot clock. They had Nordis on the block trying to find McKee on the wing, and she was leaning left. The ball came back right, and it went out of bounds near midcourt for another NC turnover.
Well, there's pretty good genes in the Dider family. His sister Kaylee was on that undefeated team for Silver Lake 2 years ago, won a state championship, and then her brother Brody was on that boys team that got third last year at state.
Boy, what a run it was for the Silver Lake boys at the state tournament last year, upsetting the 2-seed Lakin in the first round, and again, can't even finish a thought before Karis Dider makes a 1v1 move to the rack for two. She has got 15, and it's now 47-23, as Haney got a touch near sideline to tip it out of bounds, so side out here. Nemaha Central will throw it in at 2:52 to go in the quarter, trailing 47-23. Here's Honeyman in the right corner. They go to Monier, who turns and fades and hits a tough shot.
Nice shot.
Kenzie Monier, the 5'9 sophomore, appearing in her 14th game, makes it 47-25.
Beautiful drop step.
Left side, Wendy in the corner, trying again, and nothing but net for the lefty, Savannah Wendy, who's got her fourth triple tonight. She is on fire, 50-25, a double up now for the Eagles, at under 2.5 minutes to go in the third.
Well, Wendy's been struggling the last couple weeks with her shot for the perimeter, but she was red hot early in the year, and if she's making threes along with Dieter, this team's tough to beat.
Looking for Monier on the block to get it to McKee up top. 15 seconds on the shot clock here for Nemaha Central. They're down 25. Here's Hermish putting a shoulder down. Monier, short corner left, floats it up and in from 15. And Kenzie Monier off the bench, back-to-back buckets to make it 50-27 at the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. Haney between the legs, all the way, left side, counted off the window, and one.
Kaylin Haney, when she's able to square up, she's very strong. She leads the team in rebounding over 7 a game. How many times do you see a point guard lead your team in rebounds with 7 or more in girls or boys basketball? Very rare, but Haney does that.
Just so active and such an illustrious career. That foul was called on Emma Hermish. That is her first, and team foul number 3 for the Thunder. Haney, her second trip at the line, and she knocks that one down to cap on that 3-point play to make it 53-27 Eagles. Now under 2 minutes officially to go. Clock moving third quarter.
Claire Erb into the ball game for Silver Lake, the freshman inside.
Here's Honeyman on the dribble, trying to find it off to Bailey Snyder. Picks it up, steps in front of the free throw line, floats one up, missed it short. Chasing in the left corner, grabbing that rebound, Kylie Haney. Coach Kyle Porter running to the scorer's table to get a timeout called before the trap was coming for Nemaha Central. So a good timeout there for Coach Kyle Porter. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. It's all Silver Lake here in the girls' game tonight. 1:37 to go third quarter. 53-27 Eagles. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Multiple ways to tune in tonight here in Seneca. Nemaha Central playing host to Silver Lake Big East League Basketball here on KNCA, also the Silver Lake Channel. Wade Gerstner and crew helping out with that. We really appreciate it. Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNCA, Brandon Tadman as well. I know at times, Wade, Silver Lake, you have your top two. You have Kaylin Haney, you have Karis Dieter. You know what you're going to get from those two. It's number 3 in the lineup, number 4, number 5. Sometime maybe some inconsistency in the scoring department from others. That has not been the case tonight. You got 14 from Savannah Wendy. Paige Hyman has chipped in with 11. Jaylee Whitehead with 6. Good balance for the Eagles, leading 53-27.
Yeah, when they got Wendy going, that third score.
There's a left side 3 missed by Kylie Haney on the backside off the rim. It was taken away by Liza Leager for Nemaha Central. They got a lot of work to do late here in the third quarter as Silver Lake leads at 53-27. They were looking for Monier on the right block. Bump from behind and a foul going against Claire Erb.
Well, I saw Silver Lake at the Rock Creek tournament beating 3 state-ranked teams, number 10 and 3, Heston, number 4 and 5A, Hayes, and number 4 at the time, or 3 in the time, and 4A was Eudora. And they trailed for a total of 62 seconds, and the closest game was 18 points because they had 3 bona fide scores.
Stepping back, Haney gets a hand on that Snyder jump shot, but it's picked up by Monier. 28 seconds on the shot clock. They go back to Snyder. Might have got away with a walk and spun it up and in there off the window. Either way, Bailey Snyder making up for that last miss. Makes it 53-29 Eagles under a minute to go here in the third. And Dieter losing the handle on the left wing for a rare Silver Lake turnover. Just 6 in the game in that category. They just do such a good job hanging on to the basketball.
Yeah, their last game against Riley County, they pulled away. It was a 3-point game with 4.5 to play. Silver Lake uncharacteristically had 16 turnovers in that game against the zone. There was no full court or trapping pressure Riley County. They definitely clean that up here tonight.
Been a clean game across the board as we're down to the final 38 seconds in this third quarter. Nemaha Central working. Yeah, switching it up. Kyle Porter and Silver Lake defensively. Decent look. Bailey Snyder a 3. That one well too strong, but right place, right time. Liza Leager getting the offensive rebound. The shot clock is turned off. 25 seconds to go. Nemaha Central here. Second opportunity on this possession. Still that zone defense spread out here for Silver Lake. Long skip pass into the left corner. 16 seconds and counting. They go short corner right. Snyder moving left. Tough shot with the right hand. Short, but right there to clean it up and put it up and in is Liza Leager, who's got four. 6 seconds here for Silver Lake. They lead it by 22. Haney, why not, from midcourt. Missing off the right backboard. Second chance. Oh, right at the buzzer. A little bit of time for Claire Erb. Just couldn't make it off the miss from Haney from half court. But number one ranked Silver Lake in cruise control after three quarters. Our girls score at the end of three. Silver Lake 53, Nemaha Central 31. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game in Nemaha Central just starting the fourth quarter. It's been all number one Silver Lake tonight. 53-31 on the board as Nemaha Central from left to right. Opening fourth quarter possession. We get an early whistle and a foul going to be called against Silver Lake. That one going against Jaylee Whitehead, her second, and Eagle team foul number one here in the fourth quarter. Thunder, fresh shot clock, throwing it in. 10 seconds into this fourth quarter. They've trailed all night. They get it inside to Hermish. Now McKee left corner. Now Mackey left side. Little ball fake. One dribble right. Now Leager a touch. Perimeter. Hands it off to Hermish left wing. Knocked away by Dider. Mackey there to clean it up. In between the rings out high. She'll go left with the dribble. Gets it to Leager on a baseline drive. Another whistle. And this time I think same scenario as just a moment ago. They get a blocking foul on Whitehead on that short corner left, and that's going to be her third and fourth quarter team foul number two.
Nemaha Central's done a much better job here the last minute or two against that 1-3-1 extended zone trap, and now they go back to man-to-man to the Eagles.
So another fresh shot clock on the inbounds, another opportunity here for Nemaha Central. What a matchup inside. Hyman played great defense on Nordis. Shot was missed heavily, and a rebound for Karis Dider. And now Silver Lake right to left, their first offensive touch, 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. They lead it 53-31, trying to stay undefeated atop the league standings here tonight. Nemaha Central, a loss would put them in a tough spot moving forward. Here's Wendy in the right corner, 16 on the shot clock. Dider goes right back to Wendy, a bounce pass to Kaylin Haney up top. She goes to Dider, right side, a wing three, swish. That's just great movement of the basketball. 18 in the game for sophomore Karis Dider. It's her second triple tonight. 25-point margin in favor of number one, Silver Lake.
Last year, she made 11 threes all year. She has 32 this season.
That is quite the positive jump in that category. As we get another hand check against Silver Lake here on the perimeter. They have quickly picked up three fouls here in the fourth quarter. And that one going against Karis Dider, her first. Now we're going to get a timeout on the floor. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Wade Gerstner and Cruz, Silver Lake Channel, Brandon, Megan here on KNZA, Silver Lake, 56-31, they lead it by 25. And Nemaha Central, they did a much better job in that third quarter, limiting their turnovers, but simply in the half court this time, Nemaha Central just could not defend Silver Lake very well in the half court. Great passing, assists all over the place, and just balanced scoring for number one ranked Silver Lake. Leading the way, Karis Dider, 18 points. Kaylin Haney, 11. You got 6 from Jaylee Whitehead. You got 14 as well from Savannah Wendy, who's knocked down 4 threes in this game. So it's been a dominant display. Still 6:41 to go. A 25-point margin right now in favor of number one ranked Silver Lake. Don't forget, we got our boys game coming up after our post-game coverage of this girls contest. Again, the Silver Lake boys, number 7 ranked in the 3A class. They are undefeated in league play as well. Trying to control their destiny, do control their destiny for a Big East League championship here in 2026. Out of the timeout by Nemaha Central, they have it in the front court. Get it off to Hermish, left side on the wing. Fresh shot clock. They're down 25. That third quarter was 19-14 in favor of Silver Lake. Here's McKee up top and did not keep the pivot foot down. A turnover on the Thunder. 18 unofficially turnovers for Nemaha Central in this game. 14 of them in the first half. Now Nemaha coming out with the press here.
Silver Lake forces 22 a game from the opposition.
Just past the 90-second mark into this fourth and final quarter. Good hands there by Hermish on the backside. Left block, deflecting that over-the-top pass out of bounds. So Silver Lake, 25 on the shot clock. 6:22 to go in the game. Throwing it in, left side of their own backboard. Leading at 56-31. And Wendy, four threes tonight. Inside to Hyman, quickly swarm. Gets it back up top. Dider, ball pick left. Haney dives in, kicks it to Wendy, left wing. Thought about it, turned down a semi-open three. Touching one inside to Haney. And again, good hands underneath by Hermish to knock it out of bounds. And Silver Lake now underneath. 9 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, the Thunder going to a zone as Silver Lake's been able to carve out their man for the most part with back cuts and then good ball movement. But Silver Lake's made seven threes.
5 seconds. Wendy will try again. Right side three. Deflected underneath. Out of bounds. And that one going to be last touch by Dider. So Nemaha Central gets a stop. But it's good for Silver Lake. Ultimately taking down most of the shot clock as they lead it by 25 with south of 6 minutes to go in the game. There's Hermish. She's had a nice night with 11, although she has not scored here in this second half. Gets it off to Nordis. Now up top it's Honeyman. Works it right. Picks it up. Right wing, darts the pass left wing now to McKee. She'll dribble into the left corner. Now Honeyman, left side of the floor, closed out by Dider. 13 seconds on the shot clock here for NC with Mackey up top, holding high above the head. Now Honeyman looks up, sees seven, puts the head down, gets to the right elbow, kicks it left side. McKee at the horn, no good, off the front rim, and that one deflected out of bounds. And I believe it stays here with Nemaha Central with a fresh shot clock now at 33. 5:21 to go in this one. Number one ranked Silver Lake in control, 56-31. We have the lone points here, 2+ minutes into the fourth quarter. Honeyman to the free throw line, back to the bucket, darts one left. Now McKee looking down low, swatted by Hyman as Nordis went up. She did not agree. Free throw's coming. That foul on Paige Hyman, her first, as they were looking for Nordis on the block.
Well, Nordis did a great job of setting up on the block, getting terrific position. It was a good entry pass. Paige Hyman thought she got all ball.
And the first free throw tonight. There have not been a ton of free throws in this game combined. Nordis missing the first. She's got 8 points and 5 rebounds in this game. The 5'10 junior forward. And last season, limited action, just 2 points per game. So certainly a step up here in her junior season as she knocks in the second free throw to go one for two. 9 points in the game. Kenzie Monier checks back in here for Nemaha Central. 56-32 Eagles, about 3 minutes into this fourth and final quarter. Balanced across the board. Here's Kaylin Haney with it. And Thunder going back into his zone. Dider right side. Whitehead puts it on the dribble from the right wing. Gets in there. Floats one in from 10 feet with soft touch.
Well, Jada Whitehead, that's bonus offense. She's a role player, an outstanding on-the-ball defender. And went to a 1-2-2 press back into a 3-2 zone to the Thunder.
58-32 Eagles. Monier looking for a pass inside, but in the process, the pivot foot came a little bit up and another turnover. Monier down underneath the basket, turning it over. Now you mentioned just getting that extra offense. Whitehead, 8 points here tonight. That was her first point since the first half. The lead at 26 for Silver Lake in cruise control with 4.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, Hyman and Whitehead combined average about 10. Tonight they have 15, and that's not normal offense that Silver Lake gets, so it takes some pressure off.
Dider from the right corner got fouled on a three by Monier. And the big night for Karis Dider will continue at the free throw line with not two, but three shots coming up. First on Monier, first on Nemaha Central here in the fourth quarter. Here is Karis Dider, her first trip to the line tonight. She gets three of them. And her first one is pure. Gives her 19 in the game to lead all scores. Entered the game 62% at the line as a team. Silver Lake 69%. And she spins in the second, two for two, now 20 in the game.
second team All-State in volleyball, so they went 46-1, won the Penn State Championship, best record in school history, and she was a huge part of it.
How fun was that? They faced Colton in that championship,
yep.
And just an all-Big East League volleyball title. That was fun to be a part of, as Dider connects on all three of those free throws. She has 21 points, and it's now a 29-point advantage, largest tonight for Silver Lake. Dominant display. Right side, McKee, a three, high off the front rim, fighting for it underneath. Wendy couldn't handle the rebound. And Nemaha Central, a fresh shot clock, will throw it in underneath, as Haddon Hilchin will bring back in Bailey Snyder, replacing Kennedy McKee. And also Caroline Nordis quickly back in, replacing Kinsey Monier. So right at the halfway point here in the fourth quarter, 61-32 Silver Lake. Basically right on their offensive scoring average and right about on their defensive points allowed average for Silver Lake in this one with under 4 minutes to go. Hermes trying to find her at the right elbow. Mackey lost the handle, picking it up and scrum for the basketball at the right elbow. Possession arrow will give it back to Silver Lake, which means another turnover by Nemaha Central. Well, up next for Silver Lake after tonight, they step out of league play. They'll go to Marysville next Tuesday before taking on Royal Valley next Thursday at home. Nemaha Central after tonight, they're back at home next Tuesday. They will host St. Mary's in a league contest. Silver Lake works it into the front court, 3:47 and counting, 61-32 their lead. Wendy, Dider, Haney all working that three-man weave up top. Haney now the touch right wing, puts it on the dribble. Left side it goes to Kylie. Back to Kaylin. Right side, Karis Dider. Here's a Haney screen, little give and go. Nothing there. Now Kylie the pass up top. It goes to Wendy. Gets by a screen all the way. Takes it in. Lays it in with the left hand. Savannah Wendy. How about a quiet 16 for her? And it's 63-32. We have reached the 30-plus point margin. Running clock, the final 3:15 here in Seneca.
I don't know if Nemaha Central would agree, a quiet 16. She's hit four triples, but you're right. It's been a balanced attack for Silver Lake this evening.
And a steal there for Silver Lake. That one turned over by Nemaha Central. 3 minutes to go. Wendy again will try it, and she is hot. Timeout on the floor. A right side three. She's got 19 and five triples. Full timeout for Coach Kyle Porter. We'll step aside as well. All Silver Lake. 2:58 to go in the girls' game. 66-32, they lead it. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game coming down the home stretch here in Seneca tonight at Nemaha Central. Number one ranked in 3A, Silver Lake. Really been pouring it on since the second quarter. 66-32, 2:58 to go in this game. Wade Gerstner and crew, Silver Lake channel queued up tonight. MSCSports.net, listen live tab, find the Silver Lake channel. If you want to watch our games here tonight, get out and about, tune us up. KNZA 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tamman with you in that regard.
Ton of new players on the floor for both teams.
So we have reached the 30-point margin, a running clock, final 2:50. Both teams making some subs and getting some little bit of youth and inexperience in on the floor. Always get a good opportunity to see what the future holds. And Nemaha Central on the possession, getting Jordan Haverkamp involved down low. She is fouled underneath, and she will shoot two. Claire Erb, the freshman, picks up the foul, her third. That is team foul number five. Clock continues to move. Jordan Haverkamp, just her third free throw attempt of the season, appearing in her 11th game for Nemaha Central, gets in the book with that one there.
Peyton May, Taylen Thompson, Allie Gerber into the game.
That second one missed, one for two trip there for Jordan Haverkamp. Running clock, final 2:20 here. Silver Lake into the front court, leading by 33. And lost and a takeaway here. Nemaha Central forcing a rare turnover. Just seven of those for Silver Lake here in this game. Here's Marin Heinen on the attack right side. She'll draw the foul and shoot two for the Thunder. Running clock officially now under 2 minutes. Silver Lake foul going against Kylie Haney.
I was talking to Coach recently about the running clock in the fourth quarter, and I agreed with what he said. because I'm not a big fan of the running clock in the fourth quarter, and he gave me the reason. He said, because if it becomes a whistle fest, you're not really getting to play any basketball for these younger kids. Now, if they let you play and there's not any fouls, and the officials need to call it if it is a foul.
Right.
At the same time, as a broadcaster, if it's one-sided, we're okay with the running clock.
Right. Final 90 seconds. Heinen went 1-for-2 at the line, and Silver Lake tried to get up the floor quickly. It's a steal there for Jordan Haverkamp. As we're down to 122, all Silver Lake in this one. Both teams going deep into the bench, and underneath, a foul going to be called against Silver Lake.
Abby Tamad, who just checked in, she's a senior transfer from Cimarron.
So the foul, Tamad, and the free throw is coming up here for Courtney Stahlbaumer. Her seventh and eighth free throw attempts coming up this season for the Thunder. 5'7 junior, her first, spins it in there.
Hey, big thanks to Haven Krentz running our camera, Silver Lake student. I get to run the laptop here tonight. First time I've done that this year. I appreciate Haven helping us out on the channel. He's been helping us throughout the year.
Running clock, 45 seconds. Stahlbaumer, a second free throw. This one off the heel, strong tip. Nemaha Central getting an offensive rebound here with Harper Strothman. Underneath, another shot. Good, and the foul. Courtney Stahlbaumer. That should pretty much run us out to the end of the game. Nice minute or two here, a play from Stahlbaumer. Chance for a three-point play. Makes it 66-37 Eagles. And trying to cap that three-point play. She missed the free throw off the right rim, but a rebound for Kennedy Carlson. Carlson in the right corner. Final 10 seconds. Silver Lake going to stay unbeaten. They get a massive league win here tonight. There's an air ball three up top by Kennedy Carlson. Final second off the board, and that is the end of the ball game. Dominant display here tonight for number one ranked Silver Lake. They control it, lead it wire to wire, and win it at Nemaha Central. Final score, 66-37. Number one ranked Eagles go to now 16-1 overall, still unbeaten, now 8-0 in league play. Nemaha Central, that's a tough one in terms of the league. They dropped to 6-2 in the Big East, now 11-7 overall. Well, our postgame show coming your way next on KNZA, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Silver Lake in game number one. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In between games now here on KNCA and the Silver Lake Championship. Channel. Girls game, all Silver Lake, number one ranked in Class 3A, moving to 16-1 overall. Now 8-0 in Big East League play. Again, one step closer to a league championship. They drop Nemaha Central tonight. Final score, Eagle 66, Thunder 37. So for Nemaha Central, that gives them a hit in their Big East League record. 6-1 entering tonight. They drop a couple games back now at 6-2. And now 1-4 over their last five games are the Thunder girls. They drop to 11-7 overall this season. Well, again, a balanced scoring effort for Silver Lake here tonight. How about 21 points from Karis Dider and Savannah Wendy as well with 19 points and 5 threes. Kaylin Haney with a pretty quiet night, 11 points, had multiple steals. She was dishing out dimes, leading the charge at the point guard position. 8 points as well from Jaylee Whitehead. 7 as well for Paige Hyman. Pretty clean and efficient game, just 8 turnovers unofficially for Silver Lake tonight. They were 8 of 9 at the free throw line, and they knocked down 8 threes in the game, mentioning 5 of which off the left hand of Savannah Wendy. And then for Nemaha Central tonight, Emma Hermish did most her damage in the first half. She had 11 as Caroline Nordis chipped in with 9. 4 points for Liza Leager. Kenzie Monier also with 4. Courtney Stahlbaumer, 3 points, 2 from Meg Honeyman, and 1 point as well from Marin Heinen. Nemaha Central, 21 turnovers. They were 5 of 10 at the line. No threes in the game for NC. Just, it got out of hand pretty quick in that second quarter, and Silver Lake able to cruise on for another big win. Boys game coming up here in just a little bit. Yeah. Again, our stats here on KNZA brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, Dan Courtney Brockoff.
All right, big thanks to our title sponsor, Silver Lake Channel, Bob Schwartz, or it would be actually Schwartz Investment Partners. Now let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. And also a big thank you to Stock Growers State Bank. They are our post-game stat and halftime stat sponsors, as I'm trying to get the Mammoth play of the game queued up, but not able to do that right here at the moment. But we can tell you that the Mammoth play of the game presented by Mammoth Sports Construction, building places of passion, community collab facilities where all your ages come to play while families cheer from the stands. Every size, every budget, our Mammoth play of the game was, well, pick about any three-pointer by Savannah Wendy. She had 5 threes tonight. That's our Mammoth play of the game. Time for our I Got Cards at Silver Lake player of the game. Open 9 to 6 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection, trading on first Saturday each month, 5 to 9, all you can eat pizza and drink for $10. Co-players of the game, this is Silver Lake Awards. It's on the Silver Lake Channel. And that's Savannah Wendy with the 19 points and 5 threes. Kara Snyder, 21 points, a couple threes, 3 of 3 from the line. Our next-gen Cattle Company next-gen beat assist of the game is Kaylin Haney to Jaylee Whitehead for a bucket. And our Skilled South Hardware Flooring and Topeka block of the game. Terrific block out on a defensive rebound by Savannah Wendy. Those are award winners here tonight on the Silver Lake Channel.
Silver Lake girls, cruise control. They win it here at Nemaha Central, 66-37. Our KNZA 103.9 FM player of the game is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, Silver Lake Channel, you gave Savannah Wendy a little bit of love, but Karis Dider will go with her tonight. Again, efficient across the board. Scored in all four quarters, 21 points, couple of threes, perfect at the line, 3 for 3. Karis Dider leading the way for Silver Lake in a big win at Nemaha Central. So again, one final time, girls' final, Silver Lake 66, Nemaha Central 37. We got to get you ready for the boys' game here tonight. Silver Lake boys, just like the girls, in control of their own destiny for a league championship. Nemaha Central on the opposite end of the spectrum, lower half of the conference, and trying to right the ship as they have lost 5 consecutive games coming into this one tonight against number 7 in 3A, the Silver Lake Eagles. Again, we step aside for a brief timeout. Megan Sturton in studio, keeping you locked in and loaded on KNZA. We'll come back after a brief break. Get you set for the boys' contest tonight. Silver Lake looks for the sweep. Nemaha looks for the split. We're back in a tight bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever.